Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Mike Yam.
And I'm Aditi Kinkabwala. We love football so much, we figured let's start a podcast and call it NFL Explained, where we just answer all the crazy questions we get about football all the time.
There are a ton of those questions, Aditi. We can go through team names, like how the Buffalo Bills got their name, or who even came up with the Sky Camp, because that is actually a really cool idea.
Answers to questions like that and more every Thursday. Come join us for the NFL Explained podcast.
You can find it on the iHeartRadio app or on Apple Podcasts, basically wherever you find your podcasts.
Can't get enough football? Then look no further than the GMFB podcast. Join me, Kay Adams, alongside Nate Burleson, Peter Schrager, and Kyle Brandt for a daily breakdown of the league's biggest stories.
Between game plan breakdowns and fantasy tips, we've got you covered for all your football needs.
We got recaps, retweets, and reaction to all the wild moments you might have missed on and off the field.
Listen to the Good Morning Football podcast weekdays on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The blitz, big throw, Prescott hands it, throws caught. That is Lamb, and Lamb is, as the field judge looks at it, a touchdown. Brady steps up, avoids the rush, throws caught, touchdown, Antonio Brown. Here they come, after Brady, throws caught, not passing to the end zone, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Got it.
They finally have a kicker in Tampa.
Ryan Succop's 36-yard field goal with just 2 seconds to play was the difference as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers opened up their Super Bowl title defense with a 31-29 win over the Dallas Cowboys in Tampa. I am Dan Hansis. I am in the backyard of West Manor with a whole group of people. Wait, a round of applause or like cheers?
A beautiful night.
Audience.
Ouch. Okay, I'm here with, of course, Mark Sessler, who's going to have some real biting insight on the game. I could feel it.
Unlikely.
Of course, Greg Rosenthal, Connie Fox.
I'm prepared.
The Tiny Box, Colleen
so
Wolf,
prepared.
Also here. LaKeisha's here. We got Keisha's mom, Rhoda.
Yeah, that's me.
John Gonzalez. Emily Michka from the NFL Media Social Team. And, Ricky Hollywood, who was on Bits Overdrive.
I mean, if there's one person you don't want to have the ball with 2 minutes left, let me tell you.
A lot of Erica this evening.
Anyway, one of the better openers that we can recall. I'm a little annoyed, Greg. I'm a little bit annoyed. Just like a lot of Cowboys fans are annoyed about that push-off by Chris Godwin, I believe it was. For the big gainer that, what are you laughing? I'm mad about it.
I'm laughing because Colleen just has a look of terror, like, don't come to me. I wasn't thinking that, but for some reason you were just like, don't come to me.
I was invited over to watch the game, not to do a podcast, and here I am on a show.
It does feel like every time we have Colleen involved with the show, we're putting her in what she feels is a bad situation.
Just to talk about football, which
anyway,
is my job.
Greg, the push-off. Let's start here. That's what a lot of people are going to be talking about tomorrow. That should have been a penalty, right? The old Zeuser called it in real time, saw it on replay, and still furious about it. Because sometimes, even though I don't root against Tom Brady anymore, sometimes you just don't want him to get every single break, and yet it seems like he does.
It's one call. They might get a first down after that. Anyways, there's a lot of calls in that game that they kept the flags in their pocket. Like that was a theme of the game, and the other main theme was just Mark repeating over and over how he wasn't going to speak on this podcast. So I already just feel like I'm talking too much because I just want to hear Mark give us his analysis.
No, you're not talking too much. I would invite you to speak further. Continue on with your please because
really
intrigued. You know, Colleen and I are
in lockstep.
We're in lockstep that like while we enjoyed the game, we had a tremendous time here as fans. Our ability to analyze what occurred is of a lower status.
It felt like the Cowboys, you know, they lost the game, but they won the night. You know, they were the bigger story. Anyways.
If you come out of this game with anything positive for the losers, it's yes, that, you know, with the NFC East being what it is, if they could go down to Tampa and hang with the champs, yeah, that's good news. You're also feeling good if you're a Cowboys fan, because Dak Prescott threw 58 passes,
58.
Threw for 403 yards, three touchdowns, hanging in the pocket, moving well when he had to scramble. That was great. Though all the hype about CeeDee Lamb, yeah, that was legit too. 7 for 104. Amari Cooper, always underrated. Greg forced me to take him out of the Superstar Club earlier this summer, and he goes 13 for 139 and two touchdowns in this game.
I mean, you made the decision. If you're a leader, you have to just accept that. That's all you talked about
right,
the whole
that
game.
Feels,
I forced
yeah, that is
you
concerning.
To take it. You asked for our opinions. We gave you some.
And you gave me a bad one.
You take your copy.
No. A really bad one.
DK Metcalf will be great. Was that who came in? I don't remember.
I believe it was. But
Greg
and,
spent like most of August fretting over Amari Cooper's health status.
Fair.
It's
that's
like
fair.
It's just nonstop.
Point.
Nonstop.
We don't need any. We don't need
that.
Any August analysis.
So you got 400 yards from Dak. You got a no-show game from Zeke on 11 carries. But you got 139 yards from Cooper. You got 104 from CeeDee Lamb. You got four turnovers, and you lose the game. That stings. And what it comes down to. When you finally do get a field goal to go through the uprights by Greg the Leg, who had a pitiful game before he made the kick to put him ahead late, you left too much time on the clock, and then Brady did the Brady thing, Mark.
He did. He did.
I mean, if I can't tee you up with the Brady, thing, if you can't give me something there.
I am willing to speak on
what
that.
Everybody
like,
says
I think,
about Brady.
I think that, you know, the one thing I feel about Tom Brady, I was driving over here to West Manor and thinking that when I pass, and that could happen at any moment, that of the 10 people I would remember, Tom Brady might be one of those people. He is somehow, I don't know why, he stands out to me as like a super
area
special,
man regrets
bizarre
tossing it to Mark.
Individual. No, well, I'm just saying, like,
so it's like,
it is incredible what he's doing. He is merely like 2.5 years younger
like
than I
am. If your immediate family makes the list, then at most it's only
like,
two of us and
right.
Brady.
Let's start
like,
using.
There's not much room.
If Tom takes up 10% of the space, who is missing the list? I think Greg and I are for starters.
Oh, I'm way off. Dan might be there.
You guys make most of the people here make the list. Not
I mean,
everyone,
no,
but
that's
I can't,
not true.
I can't account
shot,
for everyone.
Shots fired at Rhoda. I mean, come on.
No, Rhoda is on the. She's number three on the list.
It sounded like a really one of those corny things that is like, oh, Dallas won the night. That's the one takeaway. Is like Dak Prescott was amazing. Dak Prescott is
like he was last year.
But Dak Prescott is like Tom Brady, except, you know, not slow.
He was getting rid of the ball so fast.
He is so good before the snap. Todd Bowles throws everything possible at him in the entire game with blitzes, everything that you could possibly do. And he knew everything that was going to happen before it happened. He looked like the better quarterback tonight. Tom Brady was great, too. But, like, that just makes me not worried about the Cowboys at all. I feel so much better after watching them tonight.
I have a very specific question for Greg.
Trenchant.
Please tell me what your reaction was to Tom Brady's shoulder flip at one point in the game. You were appalled, and ooh. I just want to dig in a little bit.
That was on the Hail Mary interception return. I was offended because after the play was over, and at that point Tom Brady knew the play was over, he decided to kind of like look like a fake tough guy and throw his shoulder into one of the Cowboys defensive players like, hey, look at me. When, you know, if the play was really going on, he was just running out of the way. Well, so it's like, we see you.
I mean,
we see that.
Greg, give me a small break here on that. I mean, it's
I wasn't
going to
bring
a...
it up as a podcast point,
well,
but Colleen
also,
asked.
It was important that we did.
First of all, thank you very much to Lakeisha. Great hosting, great food spread. We have the outdoor set up with the TV. Now, we have to stream the TV, and we had a little buffer issue. We're like, why are we having this buffering issue? Turns out Greg's streaming the U.S. Open. And we didn't know.
There was other people
he had
doing
it on his little,
work thing.
A little iPad, the U.S. Open streaming.
Problematic
part of the game.
Buffering issue. I think you can
not a team player.
This is all you got?
That's it. That's all.
Let me
got.
Know because Greg, it feeds into your other one of your other eight podcasts that you're co-hosting.
Brady was better than good in this game.
No, Brady
was
great
brilliant.
Too.
He did throw four touchdowns. He had two interceptions. One was on the Hail Mary. The other was on a blatant drop by Lenny Fournette that turned into a pick as well. So he was pretty much perfect, and he's 44, and this is his 22nd season. Also, Rob Gronkowski. I mean, even last year when Gronk was putting up solid numbers and was a plus player for a championship team, it still was like, oh, yeah, that's old Gronk. They don't look like old Gronk today. 8 for 90, two touchdowns on eight targets. And by the way, and this is a, my goodness, my own stat. That was the second touchdown was the 100th Brady to Gronk TD.
Oh, my God.
100 from one quarterback to another tight end. You got to give it up for Gronk. And moving as well as he did, Connie.
Yeah, he can move around really well still, which it's pretty crazy that him and Brady can still do what they're doing at this level. Not to mention Antonio Brown. Like, what year is this? Antonio Brown had 2 touchdowns too tonight.
He looked amazing. Gronk, it is more surprising that Gronk is good at this stage, this good at this stage of his career than it is Brady. It is surprising. Are you kind of the Gronk of our group, Colleen? She just does not want us.
How would that be the case?
We thought she was done, but she's still showing up, and she can get a first down.
I will never stop showing up, and I will keep playing as long as my body allows.
I think also, like, Colleen and I, we talked a lot about, you know, during the game that how do we avoid making any impact on this podcast, like, during the, like, you know, taking a year off from work is I've been harping on this for years. I think more football players should do it. Gronk did it. He did a wonderful job tonight because of that. Body is fresh. He's looking tight. But I feel that that would be the case with me if I were to take a year off from work. So, Greg,
you were taking
how
pictures
do you feel
of
that?
The clouds tonight. Like, you were still.
There were a lot of other things happening,
non-work
other interests, other occurrences.
This game was long. This is like a little bit of the future of the NFL. Everyone wants just to throw all the time. Neither team bothered to run. Whatsoever.
Cool. Let's become Major League Baseball, right, where it's like a.
But you
it's
do
like
get
a,
like a 3-hour, 40-minute game. That
you get like a Mets Cardinals game that goes on for 5 hours and 8 minutes. That's not the way we want to go with
Dan,
this.
Dan, if this game is any indication,
we are in for a hell of a season. Tom Brady and Dak Prescott combined to throw for 108 pass attempts.
Right. Like, if this game is any indication, it's going to be an amazing season. If this podcast is any indication. Like, we are not. This is our final season of the podcast.
It could be the end.
This is it.
Buffering.
We just lost 31-6.
Any other thoughts? Does anybody want to get anything?
And it heavens
was,
no.
It was
heavens
full,
no.
In front of a full house in Tampa. That was cool. That was nice. And yes, we are.
It felt good. The Cowboys fans were very loud. It did feel good to have like a real NFL.
I do feel
game.
Like too. Like, I was really high on Washington winning
the
division, and I think now after watching the Cowboys tonight, I thought that defense wouldn't look as good as maybe they did tonight because of watching them last year. And now I'm starting to switch a little bit here and thinking that Dallas could actually win this division.
I thought Dan Quinn up in that booth, he's looking fit. It's a simpler defense. It's more aggressive, and I think you're right.
What was it that you were saying about the refs? You just seemed disappointed.
I think the refs they seem to be very sort of overly patriotic, very basic men in general. Like, they're very rule oriented.
You said basic and in shape.
They're overly fit. they're very like
rule oriented.
They're just their days are all the same. They do the same thing every day.
Way too rule oriented these days.
No, I think your Dan Quinn point is good, because all the Cowboys need is their defense to like get 2 turnovers while they're giving up 30 points, which is what they did. Like, if they have this defense where you make a couple plays where DeMonte Casey, who came from Atlanta with Dan Quinn, and just kind of runs around, makes like a handful of plays, then you win Arena Football League type games, and you win 11 times.
882 yards of total offense in this game. Next week, the Cowboys get the Chargers on the road, so they got to get a W before they come home to face the Eagles.
We go back to the studio and we realize we can't do it in person anymore? We have to be separate and in our homes. Like, we're just bad at
sorry,
it.
What?
Larger questions.
Can you add
I'm not
tumbleweed
sure.
Yeah. In post? All right. There you go. 31-29. The defending champs off to a 1-0 start. The Cowboys put up a great fight. And we have more to come for the Around the NFL podcast, maybe. On Sunday night, the flagship podcast, when we'll cover every other game from
home.
Do you
want me to come on and add some of my analysis?
We'll have
maybe
Rhoda
think
on
about it.
If she'll
Rhoda,
she'll join us.
Can you come, or give her the mic, because she was a big Cowboys fan tonight. Do you feel like your support made a difference in this game? Because you were all about it. Oh, now you're quiet.
Listen, she's upset. She knew it was a push off.
No, I'm not upset. I think they done an awful job. They were just 32 points behind. That means a lot for someone that. Tom Brady is the leader of the pack. Hey, mm-hmm. they were trailing him by two, and that's awesome. So keep going, Cowboys.
Right, they entertained us.
That was a bad call. To me, I got to be honest with you, it ruined the game a little bit. It was a really nice back-and-forth game.
I don't get
that. For that to happen in that spot, that's a bummer.
The guy was standing right there, so that part of it was weird. But, like, calls are missed
that
badly pretty much almost like every fourth play or something. It
but good for Tom Brady. Another W for him, and it is what it is.
Dan's calves, by the way. Can we just take a quick look? Not that the listener cannot see this, but Dan's calves are looking meaty. They're looking like you've been, I know you're doing Peloton on a regular basis. I'm just saying, to start the season, you're doing a nice job. Very fresh.
Thank you, Mark Sessler. Oh, there it is. Oh, the wind chimes.
West, right here.
Yes,
and this is for Chris.
Yes, this is, we're all together because of Chris Wessling. This is a nice way to honor the man we spent so many season openers with. And those wind chimes, that tells you something. All right, that's it. We'll be back on Sunday. Thank you for listening. Please come back to us.
I just was thinking, though, we were in West Manor. This was Wes's first game he ever watched as a father, and with his son right there, too.
Mm.
First game, for Link. How you feeling?
Felt great. He was in his little football outfit, thanks to our friend Dahlia, who sent him that personalized with Wessling on the back. So nice to have him there in his football uniform. It was a great time.
I thought the most explosive play of the night was the poop that he unleashed late in the second quarter.
Minutes after Lakeisha had changed his diaper, he came out and said,
"He snuck one in there."
Almost knocked Lakeisha off the couch.